But anyways, I got trained online more with Mike, and then I went back to Ohio, tried getting into some accounts, you know, fixing vents, doing this and that, beg, borrow, and stealing metal, doing whatever I could to push dents. And, you know, some of them you don't charge for, some you charge for, you know, kind of thing. Just trying to get better. And then I was doing that for almost a year, and I was thinking, man, the market was, I underestimated the market, basically. You know, it's a farming community. I thought I could get into some dealerships. They had a local guy that they used for forever, and he was terrible, and I knew that when I got trained. And I thought I'd be able to come back and take it. But they were loyal to him. He showed up every week, you know, drilled holes in every panel, this and that. But they didn't care. They didn't want quality. They just wanted it good enough. And that's
what were you doing? What were you doing to make money? Like, how did you survive for that year when you were just kind of trying to make
that? I was fixing dents whenever I got a phone call, and then I'd work on my dad's farm when I wasn't. Okay. My dad was like, hey man, you know, I'll pay you 10 bucks an hour cash, come work on the farm. So I was doing that, just doing odds and ends, doing a little bit of mechanic work still, you know, out of my garage, just basically just scrounging anything I could to make it work. After about a year of that, it was looking really bleak. It just looked like it was not going to work. And I actually started putting in job applications for kind of anything that was part-time. I could still try to push dents whenever somebody called me. So I like put an application to deliver newspapers, put an application to work at like a shop wrenching on cars for like 2-3 days a week. You know, I was beyond breaking even. It was starting to go backwards. The nest egg that I had saved up to do this job just wasn't there anymore. It just wasn't working. So, you know, put in applications, this and that, and was just really struggling. This was the spring of 2011. And then I probably don't have to tell anybody in the PDR industry what happened in the spring of 2011, but it hailed like a mother. and my one dealership account that I had, the only one I had, like dealer account, which I went to every week, their whole lot got hit with hail, and the whole town got hit with hail.
Oh my gosh.
So I went from starving, looked like I was going to have to go back to pushing car or fixing cars, mechanic end of it, to holy shit, now what? Because I'd never fixed a hail car. I'd never fixed a hail dent. You know, I wasn't set up for it. I had a line board.
Did you even have a hail light? Probably not, right?
No. Nope. I had no lights. I had no hail tools. I just had basically a starter kit from Ultra that Mike, you know, kind of hooked me up with. I was totally just 100% door ding. And it hailed, and I had no idea. I knew it hailed. I remember watching the news that night, sitting on the couch talking to my wife, thinking, oh my gosh, now what? Because I'm a dent guy, you know. I'd been marketing myself as a dent guy for a while. So nobody knows that there's a difference between door dings and hail. You know, a dent to the consumer. So the whole lot got hit. The dealership called me and said, you need to get down here. So I went down there. There were some other guys that used to work there as local guys that turned into hail guys. My partner now, which you met last year, if you remember, Mike Kreiner. He's my hail partner that I run with now. He was working in Gastonia, North Carolina. He came back, and from that day he came back, he basically took me under his wing, and I told him, I said, I'll do R&I, I'll do this, I'll do that, I'll do whatever I can. I will do anything. Just please show me how to fix hail. And that's where it went. I mean, you know, I'm a big Christian, and, you know, I believe in God, and I'm a spiritual person. And May 26, 2011, I don't know why it happened, but God blessed our family that day, and I truly believe that.
And yeah, I mean, it's from that, like your whole life just, you know, changed. It was, I mean, a lot of guys would have given up, and that happens to a lot of guys. They try and give up, and by act of God, you're just, you know, handed this profession pretty much. I mean, not handed, you still had to figure out how to make it work. Like, for instance, how did you, like, set up the deal? Did you know how to price the cars? Were you just, like, freaking out, or like, what did you do?
No, I had no clue what to do. Luckily, Mike got there like the next day. He was in contact with me immediately because I was on the ground. He was still in North Carolina. And he's like,
you already knew him?
I had met him one time before he left for hail season that year. I met him through the original Dent guy I told you about. I met him. On the day that they were leaving to go do hail, I met up with them and I told them I was just bouncing some stuff off them. Hey, how do I do? How can I do this? Because I was still trying to make it work. And basically, they're like, well, you know, gave me some tips, pointers. If you need anything, call us. And I was sitting in the one guy's house, and it was hailing, and those guys were packing their shit up and they were leaving to start 2011. And So I knew Mike. I'd met him one time for about an hour. And he called me and said, what's it look like? I said, all the cars are hit. Whole town's hit. Whole town's hit. And by that point, Knoxville had already been blown up. The whole southeast had been blown up. Everything had hail on it. There were nobody came to the dealership to try to get the deal. Nobody, there were no Dent guys anywhere. It's just a small town. So to me, it was, Mike kept saying, this is not how it goes. This is not typically how it works. So basically he set that all end of it up. I just basically was there, made him feel comfortable. He got there and then we figured it out. And then I basically got on a car. He'd put me on a car and he'd say, fix it. And he would not let me get off of it till it was fixed. And he wouldn't let me get off a dent until I tried and I could not fix it. He'd come bail me out. Mm-hmm. We worked that storm that was May 26th. I worked that storm. My second daughter was born October 18th. I worked up until that week in October, took a month off, and then I continued to fix hail till about January.
Wow.
And then the rest is history, so they say.